sister cares for her sick little brother, written by Betty LaFlame. When I reached 5,000 followers on Reddit, I wanted to have a celebration. And the choice that won was having people pick 5 scripts for me to perform on GWA. And this was one of them. So this is the very first one of the 5 that I'm performing. And I am also going to be performing another one of them live on Sunday, November 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern. And that one is written by Seeker Owaifu. This is a really sweet one. Now, the good thing is that when it comes to sweet stuff, I am totally cool performing incest because it's taboo. So no matter what, it has that edge to it. I know I don't perform that much sweet stuff, but again, as long as it has some kind of edge to it, I really enjoy doing the sweeter stuff. And I actually really liked playing the sweet sister. I kind of got a little upset when it came to the Dragon Ball Z part and she was making fun of him for it. And she was talking about how, well, Sailor Moon's better. I was like, no, be nice to him. I wanted to be like the very, very sweet older sister. And she totally is. That was the only comment that was just a little bit of a bratty sister. But other than that, she takes such good care of him. And like I said, I even wanted the script to be sweeter. Like, is that me? So if you wanted some very sweet, sing my praise. Happy Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving miracle. It's November. That just felt appropriate. I had a lot of fun with the part where she's showing off her ass in the thong and she's making him look at it and she's like, it's so round and spankable. And then he spanks her and then she's like, oh, but you're sick. You shouldn't be doing that. And she's having a lot of fun teasing him. She really is. I mean, she's trying to make it subtle, but she's doing her best here. I think she was very excited when he said that he wanted some help. Help doing what? I think it was supposed to be masturbation, but he kept saying he needed a little bit more help and a little bit more help and a little bit more help. He totally wanted to fuck her. And she was totally down. So I think she took very good care of him. I thought the script was really hot. I liked the escalation of things. And I actually wasn't expecting it when she pulled down his boxers and she just started giving him a blowjob right off. I don't know, I felt like maybe there was going to be some more buildup there, but she got right down to it. I like that. I did find it funny where she was saying, okay, well, describe it to me, him masturbating. Because she's like, well, I can't see you under the blanket. Oh, but we can't move the blanket because we're brother and sister. But still, tell me about you masturbating. Describe it to me so I can picture it. I love that. And I always have so much fun in audios when I get to bounce. What if I made my tits bounce like this? That's been in a few audios I've done, and I don't know why, but I love that so much. Okay, he's sick, and she has him, like, fuck up into her. He's sick. I mean, I don't know if he really has the energy for that. So I was kind of like, when I was performing that part, because I'm like, but he's sick. But okay, let's be honest here. As a woman who's written cowgirl, I have to say that when a guy thrusts up into you, that's the way to do cowgirl. That feels so good. I love that part. I don't know, there's something hot too, especially if you're like pulled down and the guy like fucks up into you so you can't move. Ah, yes. Also, the more stimulation, the better for me anyway, especially if you're on top. Like, I like how she's like, okay, suck my nipples, play with my ass. Do stuff to me while I'm doing this. Although, cowgirl is not my very favorite position at all. It's probably like maybe my 4th favorite. 5th favorite? I don't know. Anyway, I'm really glad that this one won, and I can also see why it won. This got first place, by the way. But aside from that, it's sweet. It's not dark at all. Not like a lot of my other audios. That's the only way I can describe it. I don't do a lot of, like, you know, sweet appeals to everybody kind of stuff. But I think that this is one that can appeal to everybody as long as they're okay with incest. Then, yeah, it's well written. Also, the five choices. Okay, so originally I gave everybody a list of 20 scripts, and they were 20 scripts that I had already saved. So there are ones that I already was going to perform at some point whenever I had the time. And I'm sure I wouldn't have ever gotten to most of them. I gave the list of 20 and I had people pick the five that I would definitely perform. So it's one that I really did like. All these scripts I like. But yeah, it's no shock to me that this one won. I think that the qualities it has are what would appeal to the greater population, to the most people.